Welcome to this advanced Ableton Live 12 tutorial on building a subway to edit with Pirate Radio Energy for Jungle, Old School DNB, and Ragga flavored drum and bass. The whole point here is not just to make a bassline that is loud, it's to make one that feels like it has gravity, like the room is leaning toward the speakers, like the system is running hot, a little unstable and completely on purpose. What we're building is a four-part bass setup, a clean mono sub, a movement layer for motion and attitude, a grit layer for translation and character, and a Ragga or Pirate Radio edit layer for call and response energy. If you keep those roles clear, the mix stays powerful instead of turning into low-end soup. Before we touch the bass, we need the drums talking. Jungle and Old School DNB are all about the relationship between breakbeats and bass, so start with a solid drum foundation. Build a loop with a kick supporting the groove, snare on 2 and 4, and a chopped break layer with swing and ghost notes. In Ableton, drum rack and simpler in slice mode are perfect for this. You want the break lively, but not so dense that it crowds the sub. Leave space. That space is part of the weight. Now let's build the clean sub layer. Create a MIDI track and load operator, because it's ideal for a pure sine sub. Use only oscillator A, set to sine, and keep the rest of the synth simple. Give it a fast attack, a short but controlled decay if needed, full sustain, and a release that doesn't chop off too abruptly. The sub should feel tight, stable, and disciplined. When you write the MIDI, think less about melody and more about timing and pressure. This style rewards short notes, carefully placed rests, and occasional held tones for tension. The sub is not just a pitch layer here, it's a timing instrument. Even a few milliseconds of note length change can make the groove feel more rude, more urgent, more alive. Keep it mono, keep it low, and make sure it locks with the drums. Next, duplicate that MIDI to a new track for the movement layer. This is where the bass starts to breathe. You can use Wavetable here, or another stock synth with harmonic content. Choose a simple waveform with some richness, like saw or square, but keep it focused. You do not want wide stereo movement in the low end. That will fall apart fast on club systems. Put auto filter after the synth and start shaping the tone with cutoff movement. This is one of the main engines of the Pirate Radio feel. A small filter shift can make the bass feel like it's coming through a slightly battered transmission chain. Add saturator after the filter for harmonics and a bit of edge, then finish with EQ8 to clean up any mud. The movement layer should live in the low mids and harmonics, not in the true sub region. Let the sub track own the bottom. Now we turn the loop into a subwayed edit. The idea is to create structured variation without losing the core pulse. Think in phrases. For example, the first two bars can be simple root hits. The next two bars can add a passing note or a small pitch move. Then you can introduce a glide or a short drop in pitch, and finally strip things back before bringing the pressure back in. That kind of shape makes the bass feel like it's responding to the track instead of repeating mindlessly. A very useful trick here is to make one element unstable on purpose while keeping everything else controlled. So the sub stays clean and solid, and the movement layer, vocal chop, or FX layer carries the broken radio personality. That contrast is what sells the vibe. If you have Max for Live available, this is where you can get even more movement. Map an LFO to the filter cutoff, wavetable position, saturation drive, or even utility gain on the movement layer. Keep the rate sync to the tempo maybe at 1/8 or 1/4, and keep the amount subtle. You want motion, not wobble for the sake of wobble. In this style, too much modulation can make the bass feel gimmicky. One or two controlled moving parameters is usually enough. If you prefer more control, draw clip automation instead. Automate filter cutoff, saturation drive, or even MIDI transpose in the clip. That gives you a more intentional, almost dubplate-like feel. Another good option is the envelope follower if the bass is interacting with percussion or vocal hits. You can map it so the drums subtly push the bass around. That makes the groove feel reactive. Now let's bring in the Ragga energy. Create a track for vocal chops, horn stabs, dub sirens, spoken phrases, or crew chants. This is your Pirate Radio identity layer. Use Simpler, set it to one shot or classic mode, and slice the phrases so they answer the bass. The classic jungle language is call and response. Bass phrase, vocal answer. Bass phrase, siren answer. Bass phrase, stab answer. Process the Ragga layer with EQ8, saturator, delay, reverb, and utility. High pass the low end so it doesn't step on the sub. Keep the delay sync to something musical, like quarter notes or dotted eighths, and use reverb with restraint so the groove stays punchy. You can widen this layer a bit if you want, but keep the bottom mono. The bass must stay locked. A powerful next step is resampling. Print 4 to 8 bars of your bass and FX bus to audio, then chop it, rearrange it, and re-trigger the pieces. This gives you the roughness and commitment that a lot of jungle and pirate radio style music thrives on. Resampling also helps you make decisions early. If something feels good, print it. Don't endlessly chase perfection in MIDI when the audio version already has attitude. Once you've got the layers, group them into a bass bus. Put EQ8 first to clean up any obvious problem areas. Then use glue compressor lightly, just enough to unify the layers. Add a touch of saturator for shared character, and finish with utility to keep your low end under control. If needed, keep everything below about 120 Hz effectively mono. That's a very safe move for the style. Now mix the bass against the drums. This is where the track becomes convincing or falls apart. The kick and sub should not be fighting for the same transient space. Use sidechain compression if needed, but keep it tasteful. You want the bass to release around the kick and create pressure, not to bounce like a house track. In jungle and old school DNB, the sidechain should feel like pressure release, not a dance floor pump. And don't forget the arrangement. Contrast is everything. Start with drums, FX, and hints of bass. Filter the sub in the intro. Build into the drop with the movement layer opening up. Then bring in the full subway to edit for the main section. Pull things back for a mid-break, maybe leaving just drums, atmosphere, or a vocal ghost. Then hit the second drop with a darker, slightly different variation. The second half should feel like it's tightening its grip. A few advanced tricks can really push the style. Try adding ghost notes just before the main hit so they're felt more than heard. Try shifting a duplicated bass phrase slightly early or slightly late, by a 16th, to create an old-school off-balance feel. Try a short dropout, even just 1/16th of silence before a strong accent, because that tiny absence can make the return feel huge. And definitely check the whole thing in mono. If the bass still feels solid when collapsed, you're on the right track. Be careful of the common mistakes. Don't make the sub too busy. Don't widen the low end. Don't oversaturate everything. Don't let the modulation become random. And don't forget that the drums are the spine of this style. If the bass doesn't lock to the break, it won't feel like jungle, no matter how good the sound design is. For a practical exercise, build a 16-bar pirate radio subway to edit. Use one clean sub track, one movement layer, one Raga FX track, one bass bus, and one drum loop. Write a simple two-note subline, duplicate it to the movement layer, automate the filter across the phrase, add chopped vocal responses on a couple of bars, resample the bass bus, and then chop that audio back into the arrangement. Finish with a light sidechain and a simple intro, drop, mini break, and heavier return structure. If you want to level it up, build a 32-bar version next. Keep the true sub simple and mono. Change the movement layer 4 times or more, make the Raga layer answer the bass throughout the arrangement, and resample at least once, so the final version contains printed audio. Then compare a cleaner version and a rougher, more pirate radio version. Usually the one that feels best in mono is the one that will survive on real systems. So the big takeaway is this. Subway to edit energy is about controlled instability. The sub is the anchor. The movement layer brings life. The Raga FX brings personality. The arrangement brings contrast, and the resampling brings attitude. Put those together, and you get that late-night pirate radio pressure that makes old-school jungle and DNB feel raw, dangerous, and alive.